Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:12, Pensacola Right Now. Good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, however you want to look at it. Thanks for having us on. Pensacola Right Now with Chris Bryan and Austin Price, News Radio 92.3. I tell you what we're going to do special. I was discussing this with you a few minutes ago during the break. But tomorrow we're going to feature, and we invite you to be along with us, just who is going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
This may be help you out kind of maneuvering your schedule or so, but I've done a lot of research on this thing. So join us tomorrow. We'll share that information with you and let you know who's open and who is not. And some of the, they kind of theme this, and this is the way it's advanced. Thanksgiving break is this week, of course, and here are some things you can do with your kids. And I'll bring some things up tomorrow that we've researched, and our crack research squad has pulled this information, and I think you'll find it very enlightening.
All righty. Also, one of the top stories today nationally, President-elect Trump's border czar was in Texas today visiting the southern border. Tom Homan joined Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who declared a change in immigration policy is already underway in his state. Homan said President Biden purposely left the U.S. border unprotected, and he vowed to end illegal immigration under Trump. The pair served an early Thanksgiving dinner to Texas National Guard soldiers stationed on the border. So that was wholesome.
Absolutely. Let me just say this. To the west, we can go Marquette. To the east, we can go Burlington, Vermont. And the areas in between, they have a winter storm watch going in.
My goodness.
For Thanksgiving Day. So what I'm saying is maybe tomorrow won't be so bad. You can get out of here. That's going to be
calm before the storm.
For Pensacola, though, as our conversation went this afternoon with Matt Coughlin, airport director at Pensacola International, telling us, wasn't so bad today. Tomorrow's going to be your day. Right. So if you got to fly out tomorrow, just plan accordingly for the lines. And just if you're traveling with kids, and we had this discussion, if you're traveling with kids, make sure you know the items that they can or cannot bring on an aircraft.
Correct.
Because it'll just compound the TSA lines immensely, and you'll make about 1,000 friends right behind you. Let me say nice things to y'all.
We're in this together.
Exactly right. So think about this. So maybe if you're flying today, you're not the only one trying to get somewhere for Thanksgiving. Fox's Eben Brown has an update for you.
AAA is expecting a record number of people traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday, and while most will go by car or by bus, they expect nearly 6 million Americans to fly somewhere, despite the hectic nature of holiday travel.
Come here as early as possible, sit around, grab something to eat, and wait. At least I have that less stress to worry about.
He's flying out of Atlanta, the nation's busiest airport. The biggest problem with holiday flying continues to be wintry weather, with risks of snow, freezing rain, and wind in the northern U.S., likely leading to canceling flights and spending Thanksgiving sleeping in airport terminals. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Yeah, I got a friend up in St. Clairsville, Ohio, who's getting ready to get smacked with this stuff. You know what I did? This is bad. I took a picture of my thermometer in the car. It was 85, and I took a picture and shot it to him.
Yeah, that's mean.
Yeah.
Okay. 6:15 here.
I thought he would appreciate that.
You mentioned cars, so I'll move past how sadistic you are and just get into traffic and weather. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan.
Yes.
PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off of your first month. Again, that is PureTalk.com. Alrighty, looking at the roads, we've got some mild congestion here and there on some of these roads, but it's not much that's going to hold you up for too long. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a little bit on the warmer side, not as much with the highs, but more with the lows. High is going to only be 74, but low 68, 10 degrees warmer. But Wednesday should be a mostly sunny, and then as we get into Wednesday night, mostly cloudy day.
Okay, Mr. Meteorologist, give it to me. What's going to be the lowest, and when's it going to happen?
The lowest is going, so Wednesday, as I said, 68. Then Thanksgiving Thursday is going to have a high of 76, but the low is going to be 49.
Okay.
And then Friday, high of 59, low of 39.
Ouch.
And then Saturday, high of 59, low of 40. So right after Thanksgiving, we get that cold front smacking us.
What day was the 39?
39 is going. That's going to be Friday night. That's going to be the low Friday night.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay. You and I will be shivering as we head to our cars Friday night.
I mean to tell you. Okay, but listen, here's something kind of interesting, and I think we could all appreciate that living in paradise. The fall red snapper season has been extended for another 16 days.
Yes.
Here are your dates. November 28th through 30th. That's, of course, the Thanksgiving holiday here. The December dates are December 6th through 8th, 13th through 15th, 20th through 22nd, and December 24th through New Year's Eve. So that's going to be the snapper season. Boat captain's still telling me, phenomenal season.
Oh, yeah.
Just a great season. The extension actually follows Governor DeSantis's second consecutive year of discounts on fishing and hunting licenses for Florida families. So thank you, Governor DeSantis.
Absolutely.
Salute. As Junior Sample says from Hee-Haw, salute.
And FWC or Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission, you get it, says that they've recovered 37 gold coins that were stolen from 18th century shipwrecks. They literally found treasure. The coins were valued at more than $1 million. They were recovered after a longstanding investigation into the Schmidt family, salvage operators that were contracted to recover items from historic shipwrecks along the Treasure Coast. The salvage workers reportedly uncovered a treasure with more than 100 coins, but only 51 of them, apparently the other 50 were stolen. So they found about half. The FWC and FBI began investigating after receiving evidence that Eric Schmidt had sold several of the coins between last year and this year.
Okay, 618, News Radio 92.3. I know these people, Wolfgang. They do a lot of community activity around the area, and they're doing something very special this holiday. Make a shelter animal's life a little happier during the holidays. Wouldn't you just hate to have to wake up in one of those little cages?
Yes.
It breaks my heart when you see these things, the ASPCA.
My mom hates those too.
I have to turn it down and look away, you know?
They're trying to guilt you.
I know. Wolfgang Pensacola is hosting, here comes the good part, is hosting the third annual Christmas Toy Drive for residents, get that, residents, at the Escambia Animal Shelter. We say residents, we're talking cats and dogs,
right?
Of course. Wolfgang staff is collecting new fleece blankets, toys, and treats for more than 300 dogs and cats who could really use some love and companionship. Want to help them out? Wolfgang has partnered with local businesses as drop-off locations. Here they are. Here comes the guilt trip. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is where you take these toys. Perfect Plain Brewing Company. It's over on Garden Street.
Right.
Intermission, Play Pensacola, Wisteria Tavern over on 12th Avenue, and Pensacola Bay Brewery. This year's drive underway and will continue through December 20th.
All righty. Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we mentioned this back in the 4 o'clock hour, the Escambia Sheriff's Office purchasing more mobile camera units. And you're like, man, I don't care if the cops got cameras. Well, there is something significant to it, and it can increase your safety. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
So you're getting ready to sell your house and you've got everything figured out and you're on the verge of getting a contract and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 723-9158.
You okay?
Sorry, I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Whoa.
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestrol.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
The Florida State Seminoles wrap up the season this Saturday night as they host the Florida Gators for the Sunshine Showdown.
Florida takes on Florida State at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Well, that's smooth.
Yeah.
Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and whoever.
That's George Benson. I think that was the third.
Oh, yeah, George. Okay, good.
I think that's the third George Benson song I've had this afternoon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really? I like George
Benson. A safe bet.
No problem. I see Fox is just feeding this. Kamala Harris just came back from her Hawaiian vacation. She was over there for like a week or so. Now she's bragging about blowing $1.85 billion of the Democrat money.
How does she brag?
Look up. Take a look to your right. You'll see what I'm talking about. One of our monitors from Fox. But they just were clearing this. And I think it's just absolutely ridiculous. Sex trafficking of minors is being called one of the fastest growing criminal enterprises in the U.S. And a Texas-based nonprofit is telling Fox it's only gotten worse due to the border crisis and Joe Biden. Brooke Taylor has more. She's in Dallas.
This is Fox on Justice. A Christian nonprofit organization in Dallas is working with law enforcement to take down major sex trafficking rings. The president of Shepherd's Watch, Stacey Montgomery, says you can order a sex trafficking victim as fast as 15 minutes, comparing it to ordering pizza. She says many of the ads allow buyers to pick out their sex trafficking victims by age, height, and other disturbing descriptions.
There's been a huge paradigm shift, especially in the sex ads. We're seeing up to 90% are mainly migrants, where we used to work domestic cases.
That's raising concerns about the fate of unaccompanied minors crossing the southern border. A recent audit from the Office of Inspector General shows many get lost in the system, which can make them vulnerable to sex traffickers. The report says 32,000 unaccompanied children failed to appear for their immigration hearings. Authorities say human and sex trafficking has become the second most profitable criminal activity in the country, right after drug trafficking. I'm Brooke Taylor, Fox News.
All righty, just past 625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Doesn't appear to be too much going on. We may have some minor congestion on Highway 90 in front of the Walmart Supercenter area, going both ways, east and west, but it's not too severe at this time. And that's about as rough as your roads are looking. As for the weather, sitting at around 65 degrees right now, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 74, low of 68. And then Thursday, Thanksgiving Thursday, sitting at similar, high of 76. It'll creep up a little bit. There's also some rainfall throughout the day, but Thursday's low is 49, so we see a huge drop in that. And then, man, starting with Black Friday going into the weekend, highs are just barely touching 60 degrees.
Is 49 the highs for Thursday?
No, 49 is the low.
Because it's we're looking at like 40% chance of rain for Thursday?
Yeah, starts out at about 30%, and then it gradually turns up to 50%, I think, throughout your midday.
Nasty. We were talking about sex trafficking. Let me just kind of move it along here to migrant gangs, allegedly looking to recruit, get this, children in New York City. Fox Business, Madison Allworth in. She explains from NYC.
The NYPD says that members of Tren de Aragua are living in the shelter system here in New York City, and they're recruiting the children in their buildings. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny said that they've ID'd 39 members of TDA, Tren de Aragua, and have ID'd an additional 4 members of a subgroup called Little Devils of 42nd Street, and those are much younger kids. And these are just the gang members that the police have been able to identify. There's probably many more. Kenny has said that criminals as young as 11 are robbing stores and committing crimes on scooters, like snatching people's jewelry, wallet, and cell phones at gunpoint and knife point.
And I hinted at this before the break. Speaking of safety and the need for it, the Escambia Sheriff's Office has purchased more mobile camera units, and they say they'll have them out for the holiday shopping season. Sheriff Chip Simmons says if you see one of these units at a store, you may want to park right next to it because the units are linked directly to the Sheriff's Office's real-time crime center. Simmons says that they currently have 5 of them, and they plan to deploy them anywhere there could be a large crowd.
628 News Radio 92.3. This is something to definitely lighten up your Thanksgiving holiday. The Notre Dame or Dame Cathedral in Paris is about to open again. Fox's Ted Lindner has more from Paris.
The famous Christian cathedral was badly damaged in a fire back in April of 2019, which caused the collapse of the cathedral's roof and part of its exterior, while completely destroying the interior. Now, following an estimated $767 million in repairs, it's set to reopen to the public on December 8th with an inaugural mass. The massive cathedral, stretching more than 400 feet long and 157 feet wide, dates back to the 12th century. An estimated 15 million annual visitors are expected to book time-allocated slots upon the reopening, that according to the cathedral's website. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
I did mass at the cathedral.
Really?
Yeah, sure did.
I think you've mentioned that because Absolutely. We've talked about it before.
Back in the bowels of the the cathedral.
Well, yeah, let me ask you this, Chris, because you've been around a lot and you know a lot of stuff. You know a little bit about everything.
Not to get me in trouble.
You know the D.B. Cooper case.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, the children of the prime suspect in that hijacking back in 1971, they have turned over a logbook and parachute that they found on their property.
Ah.
Podcaster Dan Grider is a Cooper investigator. He says the children of Richard McCoy II, that is, waited until their mother passed away before coming forward so that she would not be charged. McCoy died in a police shooting following a similar hijacking over Utah. The parachute and logbook were turned over to the FBI. So it's looking like this old Richard McCoy II fella, the late Richard McCoy II, just might be D.B. Cooper. If I had to deduce, if I had to use practical thinking.
Oh, my gosh.
Looks like we may have cracked this case.
What was that, 1971?
71. So what's that, 53 years ago? My goodness.
I remember he opened up the tail. It was in the 727, the tail section. They had the stairs in the tail.
Yeah.
And he just lowered the stairs and
off he goes. Yeah, just
and
falling.
Took the money with him.
I'm Tom Bergotti. President Biden has high hopes that a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon will stick. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
A 60-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon is designed to be a permanent end to the conflict, President Biden says.
We're determined
This conflict will not be just another cycle of violence.
The president says the U.S. proposed deal guarantees Israel's security and heralds a new start for Lebanon.
The deal calls for a cessation of hostilities for 60 days. A federal appeals court has dismissed the classified documents criminal case against President-elect Donald Trump. Today's ruling means both federal prosecutions against the president-elect, classified documents, and election interference are now dismissed via court orders. The election interference case out of Washington, D.C. was dropped yesterday. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chris Sekonis with Your Money Now. Nordstrom beat sales expectations in its quarterly earnings report. According to the report, Nordstrom saw a 4% year-over-year sales increase. The retailer also increased its full-year sales outlook to a 1% increase. Despite the news, shares are down 1% in after-hours trading. U.S. automaker shares fell today after President-elect Trump proposed 25% tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada last night. General Motors shares closed at a 9% loss, while Stellantis shares fell almost 5.7%. Drug maker Amgen said its experimental weight loss injection saw patients lose up to 20% of their weight on average after a year, with no plateau in a critical mid-stage trial. Amgen shares closed with a loss of 4.7% after the announcement. On Wall Street, Dow and S&P 500 both posted new record highs. Dow went up 123 points. S&P added 34. U.S. oil futures fell a second day in a row, now under $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Galba, the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The next installment of the college football playoff rankings come out later tonight, and I think Oregon, Texas, Miami, and Boise State will receive byes. Then for the first round matchups, I believe the committee will have Ohio State hosting Arizona State, SMU visiting Penn State, Notre Dame welcoming in the Hoosiers of Indiana, and then Tennessee making the trip to play the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm Zach Galba.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House.
David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. Let's see here. We went from Blues Traveler to Michael Jackson.
Yeah, we've had Blues Traveler, George Benson, Michael Jackson.
That's what we call diversity.
Yeah, we've got a next artist coming up as well. A different artist. I don't even know who the artist is.
Don't tell me. I'll try to catch it.
You'll know the song for sure because it was a pretty popular song.
Okay, Greg Harris has totally gone crazy. He's of course
breaking news.
The owner of the Pensacola Ice Fleet. I say this, oh come on! I say this jokingly because what in where I'm going with this? $5 tickets for tomorrow night's game in the Bay Center.
Yes,
Huntsville's in town. Ice Flyers back for an extended long road trip, and Greg has made the statement: $5, $5. Then you get into the arena. 705 puck drops on that side.
Well, and as far as what's going on in sports right now, we do have two college football games underway. It's Tuesday night Maction, as they call it. Buffalo beating Kent State 13-0. Akron beating Toledo 7-0.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah. Buffalo and Kent State going into the second quarter. And Akron and the Rockets, they've got about 3.5 minutes left in their first quarter. I do want to say it's kind of sad because Buffalo is up on Kent State 13-0, as I said before. But if Buffalo holds on to that lead and wins, Kent State will go 0-12, and that means that in two seasons they will have only one win to their name.
Are they known as a football school? Because you know a lot of schools, basketball school or whatever. Are they known as a football school?
No. I don't know what they would be known as, but it's not football.
Winners for one thing.
They are historically one of the worst football programs ever. But you know what? It's ironic because Nick Saban played football at Kent State. That is his alma mater. Isn't that insane? They've produced some great coaching minds and some great talent, but man, they suck on the field.
All right.
just if you want
I'm
the truth.
You. I'm with you. No. Truth. You can't tell the truth.
Yeah, you can't handle it.
All right. Jack Nicholson, by the way.
Yes, Jack Nicholson, a few good men.
Okay, plaintiffs are referring to a higher court to keep San Jose State University's volleyball team and one player in particular out of the Mountain West Conference playoffs after a Denver judge blocked their request Monday. Of course, this judge is a liberal-appointed Joe Biden judge.
Right.
So this is where this is going. Claudia Cowan has the explain.
The controversy surrounds a single player on the San Jose State women's volleyball team, Blair Fleming. After an emergency hearing last week, a federal judge ruled that under NCAA and Mountain West Conference rules, Fleming is eligible to play women's collegiate volleyball, even though Fleming, according to court filings, is a male who identifies as a transgender female. In a federal lawsuit, a dozen volleyball players from five schools that refused to play the Spartans out of protest claimed policies that protect Fleming violate their Title IX rights. But the judge disagreed. In San Francisco, Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
Riley Gaines brought it up just so magnificently the other day. Where are the women supporting the women in these sports cases?
Yeah. I mean,
they're not there. They're just these young ladies, probably, you know, they started at a young 6-7 years old or whatever, right, work their way up through the college ranks like that, and then they get no support.
Yeah.
That's the travesty in this whole thing.
It was several years ago. I believe it was a high school event, but I could be wrong. But it was there were two participants in like some race that were transgender, and they were biological males, and they visibly beat everybody else in the race, and other parents were upset. And I remember one commentator even said, they said, you know, they have a right to be upset because whoever came third place in this race is the rightful winner. And it's a very controversial topic because it bleeds into socio-political stuff more than sports, but you just have to look at the athletics for what they are.
Yeah, you're right. I was just telling you a few minutes ago, Kamala Harris on vacation for the past week, she was in Hawaii. She just comes back and she's bragging about blowing the $1.86 billion. Now, former VP nominee Tim Walz, he is now set to address Democratic donors amid reports that the Harris campaign spent themselves into debt. Duh. You know they did. Fox's Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
The Harris campaign remains in debt after the Harris-Walz ticket failed in November, and now Tim Walz is going to hit up wealthy Democratic donors to ask for some money to help repaying all of the vendors that they still owe and staff members that they stopped paying months before they were supposed to. And as Tim Walz addresses the party's elite, rank-and-file DNC staff are going grassroots with a GoFundMe after saying they were blindsided by being fired suddenly with no severance.
Why doesn't the celebrities that got paid the $100,000 checks or the $1 million checks or whatever to make these appearances, why don't they do a free event to help these guys out?
Yeah. I mean, well, and that's the thing. I also look at it as if these people, these celebrities that were paid to make these appearances, if they truly believe democracy's on the line, because that's what we always heard, if they truly believe that and they truly endorse Kamala unconditionally and blah, 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 why'd you have to be paid anyway? Forget
exactly
doing something now.
Exactly.
Why'd you have to be paid anyway? If I said, you know, I love my buddy Jimmy, and I'm going to go to his birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going to look at Jimmy and say, listen, dude, I'm going to need about $250 to show up. Like, what?
Right.
That Jimmy's going to feel pretty slighted. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's just ridiculous.
You sound like that Seinfeld episode where Jimmy was a guy in the athletic club and he injured George Costanza or something like that. You remember George?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, Jimmy, and he always talked in third party. Jimmy doesn't like that.
Jimmy, yeah, third person.
Don't you dare rubble up on Jimmy. Jimmy
Golly.
Doesn't like it. Anyway, that's what I got it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, the special election to replace two members of Congress from Florida now set to go. Fox's Ryan Schmeltz has the details.
The Florida Secretary of State says the special election will take place on April 1st of next year. Voters will pick the replacement for former Congressman Matt Gaetz and Congressman Mike Walz. Gaetz was President-elect Trump's nominee for Attorney General before withdrawing his name, while Walz is set to become the administration's National Security Advisor. A source familiar tells Fox News Radio Walz plans to resign from Congress in January. President-elect Trump has already endorsed Florida's Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis to replace Gaetz and State Senator Randy Fine to replace Walz. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. There doesn't appear to be too much going on, as we typically expect this hour on the roads. As for the weather, though, 65 degrees, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 74, low of 68. And that, you know, those temperatures are going to bleed into your Thursday. You're going to have some chances of rainfall throughout your Thanksgiving, unfortunately. But the low is going to be 49, and that is the introduction to what is going to be a bitter cold front. Black Friday's high, 59. Saturday's the exact same. So it's going to be a little bit warm, moderately, though, and then we're going to get hit hard with a cold front.
Okay, Walmart really made a statement rolling back its DEI policies and has become the latest company to make changes to its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Walmart officials confirm it's not going to renew a racially equity center it created following the 2020 murder of George Floyd. company also said it would no longer participate in an annual benchmark index from LGBTQ's advocacy group. So,
yeah. I mean, I look.
They're not the only company. Believe me, they're coming out of the woodwork now.
Right.
Rewriting this DEI thing, getting rid of it.
Well, and especially the stuff that was jump-started with the George Floyd crisis.
Sure, sure.
You know, remember, back in the 2020 era when we had the NBA being, their whole season was postponed because of COVID, when they had their court in the bubble, remember, across the top of it, it said in big, bold letters, Black Lives Matter! Well, if you look at courts now, they don't say that. And it's because it was a phase. And I hate to say that. I hate to act like racial and, you know, what's the word? Homosexual inclusivity, stuff like that. I hate to pretend that that's a fad, but when it comes to some of these corporations, it is. And sometimes people don't react to it very well. So when you consider that and you see Walmart dialing it back now, I can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. City of Pensacola, Austin, I want to get this in here before we slide out. We're looking here. It's 6:47.
So gosh, about 5 minutes before we go to break.
The afternoon's flown by again. We were talking
it has.
About these. What is going on?
Time flies when you talk Walmart.
All right. You know, my background, recycling, I really am a believer in this whole approach. City of Pensacola residents wanting to drop off recycling materials are facing a holiday closure deadline. If you don't want a lot of stuff laying around the house and garbage in cans and things like this, listen, the monitored recycling drop-off site, it's over on Palafox Street, will close this Saturday and will reopen the following Saturday. So what they're saying is you won't have a week of disposal.
Okay.
So the city of Pensacola just announcing that.
And we always give you your Wall Street numbers every hour. Well, stocks closed with new record highs. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 123 points to 44,860. That was one of the new highs. The other was the S&P 500 adding 34 points, landing at 6021. And then the NASDAQ rose 119 points to 19,174.
News Radio 92.3. I bet you Jack Smith never saw this coming. A judge has fulfilled his request to drop charges against President-elect Trump regarding accusations of election interference. Boy, this thing unraveled. You couldn't have called this one. Mm. I mean, this came out of left field. Fox's Brooke Singman has the details.
Smith saying in the filing, quote, "This outcome is not based on the merits or strength of the case against the defendant." Meanwhile, earlier this year, Judge Eileen Cannon of the Southern District of Florida tossed Smith's case against Trump related to classified records. She ruled that Smith was unlawfully appointed as special counsel. And on Monday, Smith announced that he would end his appeal in that case. Trump posted on his Truth Social saying these cases, like all of the other cases I've been forced to go through, are empty and lawless and should never have been brought. Special Counsel Jack Smith's cases against Trump have cost taxpayers more than $50 million. Brooke Singman, Fox News.
All right. Forgot to mention this because at 6 o'clock tonight, FSU's playing basketball against Western Carolina on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM and 1330 AM.
Yes, I would like. They are your home for Florida State men's basketball.
Right.
I would like to assume Florida State can beat the Catamounts, I believe is what they're called.
How is the basketball season looking for FSU this year?
Last I saw, they had one loss. I don't believe they've lost more than one game. The loss was to a ranked Florida.
They usually have a pretty good team, don't they?
Florida State is kind of middle of the road historically. They've had their moments, and they had their moments a few years ago, and then they really had a drop, but now they're kind of starting to, you know, even itself out. But right now, of course, early in the basketball season, unless you're playing some really tough out-of-conference schedule, you're not really turning many heads with how you're winning. So, of course, you got games like Western Carolina, you know. So Florida State should be able to feed on the weak here, but they played a ranked Florida recently, and Florida kind of beat up on them a bit.
I bet if we crank the clock back 30 days, Matt Gaetz would have a totally different take on what's going down right now. Of course, we now know former Representative Matt Gaetz is making videos for $500 each on the Cameo social media platform.
Yes.
So now what comes next? Well, Gaetz took to social media over the weekend and is toying with the idea of running for the governor of Florida.
Really?
Gaetz previously said he was not interested in that position. This was before the events of the last couple of weeks, Former representative of Florida, Anthony Sabatini, said in a tweet that Gates will be the next governor of the great state of Florida. Gates responded with an image of the Florida state flag.
Wow. Makes you think.
I guess. I'm not quite sure at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. 6:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Alec Baldwin may not be done with the Rust case. I know. Hard to believe, but it's true. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about the operations at Waterfront Rescue Mission, including the various elements of what they do to help the homeless population and what that can teach us about what the homeless problem really is. Walmart is backing off of its commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And with the Secretary of Treasury nomination of a gay man, some of the liberals on MSNBC are very confused about what they should think. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, back in the day when that was a big hit in New Orleans, we had a section of New Orleans called West End Park.
Really?
And a lot of restaurants. It was out on the lakefront in that area. Big song. That was a huge song. Pet Shop Boys.
Yes.
West End Girls.
Yeah, I honestly, you want the truth? Did not remember that they were called the Pet Shop Boys before today, and I could not name another song by them.
Well, there you go.
But I love this song.
Yeah, it's a good song. Okay. We want to definitely kind of touch on this a little bit before we slide out of here. Some people flying for Thanksgiving may have gotten sticker shock booking their ticket. I know the last-minute ticket price is like in the thousands. Senate subcommittee is looking into all of the extra fees that people are having to really stomach this Thanksgiving holiday season. Chris Foster has more on the story.
Senior executives from American, Delta, Frontier, Spirit, and United Airlines are asked to testify next Wednesday at a hearing called The Sky's the Limit, New Revelations About Airline Fees. It's being called by Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal. He's chair of the Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. His report says those airlines made $12.4 billion on seat fees between 2018 and last year, and that airlines may be avoiding taxes by how the fees are labeled. It also criticizes potential abuse by gate agents being paid extra to have passengers gate check bags for a fee. The trade group Airlines for America says average domestic fares, including optional fees, were lower last year than in 2010, adjusting for inflation. Chris Foster, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see, looking at the roads here, there's nothing holding you up from what I can see. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 74, low of 68. So the low is going to creep up a bit, but it should be a pretty moderate Wednesday. And then Thanksgiving Thursday has some rain, but after that, it's going to get chilly.
Okay, do you think that a lot of the businesses locally let the employees kind of call this the week and say happy Thanksgiving. See you Monday.
It depends on where you work, and it depends on how lenient your bosses are.
Okay, I say that because Matt Coughlin, the airport director out at PNS, Pensacola International, was telling us that the big rush wasn't on today at the airport. But they are expecting the big rush to happen tomorrow.
Yes.
Which brings to mind, make sure you call your carrier just to make sure everything's okay. Because the weather is really evolving into some problems. Midwest, East Coast.
Right.
If you're up in that, heading up in that area, you could be looking at some delay. So save yourself some aggravation. Just call the carrier before and get the information about your trip. But PNS is ready to go. Matt Coughlin has that thing fine-tuned.
Alrighty. And hinted at this before the break, Alec Baldwin may not be done with his Rust case after all. He faced charges that he was criminally negligent, of course, when he pointed that gun at cinematographer Helena Hutchins and pulled the trigger, resulting in her death back in 2021. The judge in New Mexico dismissed the case in July after learning that the prosecution failed to provide a store of bullets to the defense. But now the prosecutor is lobbying the New Mexico Court of Appeals for the actor's manslaughter charge to stand. So we'll see where that leads, I suppose.
I'm enjoying the lower gas prices around town. I got a report saying the gas prices were kind of rising because of the Thanksgiving demand, things like that. I'm not seeing that materialize around the area. Let me just get around the area. Let me give you some area prices. You make the decision. Average price per gallon of regular over in Gulf Breeze, $2.65. That's at the Walmart. The Pace Raceway is $2.64. Cantonment Raceway is $2.57, and the Exxon on Gulf Beach Highway in Pensacola, get this price, $2.39.
That's not bad at all.
No, that's I don't.
Some would say that's decent.
Yeah, it really is. yeah, I guess so.
yeah, no, that is phenomenal. And Wicked is raking in cash and now holds the record for the best Monday ever for a movie in November. The hit Broadway musical adaptation reportedly made north of $15 million yesterday alone. That beats the record that was set by Frozen 2 of just under $13 million. Elsewhere, Gladiator 2 netted $5.5 million on Monday, and this all comes before Moana 2 hits theaters tomorrow, as the animated Disney film is expected to make nearly $130 million over the five-day Thanksgiving holiday period.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. I was talking about the DNC a few minutes ago and how much in debt they really are. And you know the people that this really affects are the vendors, people that gave them the services and thinking you're going to pay your bills. Well, they don't have the money to pay the bills. So right. This is what's happening at this point. The DNC has launched a GoFundMe to assist staffers who were laid off just abruptly. Don't you think you would see something coming if you didn't get a paycheck for 3 weeks?
Yeah. I'd be a bit concerned.
That's the way it played out. Staffers had not been paid for 3 weeks before the election. Here's an explanation for you. Madison Allworth has more from New York City.
The DNC union is hoping to raise $25,000 to assist the laid off staff that were let go abruptly with little notice and, quote, no severance. The union really blasted DNC leadership, calling it callous, and said many of those who were laid off were previously told that their positions would be safe after Election Day. But the DNC is continuing to march ahead. The election for the new chair of the Democratic National Committee, along with other top leadership, that's going to be held on February 1st, 2025. The party is grappling with the results of the 2024 election.
All right.
I guess so.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a shame we're hearing about all the all this money issue. Because we talked about, of course, earlier, all the celebrities being paid, Walls having to explain where that money went, and now you've got all this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! And honestly, it's some of the narratives that have been surrounding the Democratic Party is the whole talk about, we didn't have someone like Joe Rogan on our side. That's a take I heard recently. But it's like, okay, you may not have had Joe Rogan. You had everything else. You had all these other celebrities who were taking you on these endorsements and plastering your face and your cause everywhere. It's a shame that it was just panned the way that it was.
Okay, tomorrow's show, we're going to be telling you what's going to be closed, what's going to be open on Thanksgiving Day. We'll give you the airport information. We'll give you the AAA information. We'll have you covered on News Radio 92.3.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.